A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. Welcome to the Holderness Family Podcast. I'm going to try to become an ASMR. Apparently ASMR people make a lot of money.
An ASMR influencer, except for that now my misophonia is kicking in.
So, oh, really? Yes. You don't like the mouth?
No. It's too moist to sound. Oh, my God. No.
Sorry.
People just wrecked their cars. If they're listening to this in their cars, they've now wrecked.
Some people like this sort of sound.
Okay, please back up. It's freaking me out.
Okay.
Anywho.
Let's try again.
I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness, and welcome to the Holderness Family Podcast.
Today should be fun, some funsies, but before we get started, we always have to do the really cringy thing where we tell you about all the things we have.
It's not cringy, it's cool stuff that we've made.
I know, I have to say, we have this new Pickleball Y'all sweatshirt. It's in the shop, and it's this really lightweight, kind of terry.
Yeah, it's like a tweener.
Yeah, and it's so cute, and it's like this heather gray, and I'm wearing it all the time. I love it. And also, Family Face Off is in Target, you guys.
So, that's very cool, and this has been a fun summer for us. I think, look, you don't have to buy the stuff that we are putting out there, but we're really proud of a lot of it.
I mean, not all of it, but I'm kidding.
Think we're proud of all of it, including we have a partnership with Selkirk now. And so we sell pickleball paddles as well. If you go to selkirk.com, you can shop the Holderness collection. And they've been out for about a week now. And I've gotten some really good reviews from people who I play pickleball with. They really enjoy the paddles. They think they're very good. And they think they're very good for the price.
I will say this. Okay. As a pickleballer who only started, a year and a half ago?
Yep.
And we play, if we go on vacation, we go to the beach, and I was just using just the freebie paddles they had, you know, just at the courts. And I'm still very on the beginner side. I lose more than I win. But when I switched paddles to Selkirk paddles, to these paddles, I did better.
Equipment matters. They have like a thing on their website where they show how their technology, which, by the way, I want to make sure it's very clear. We have nothing to do with the technical design of these paddles. If we did, they would melt in the sun in your hand.
Right.
But they figured it out. And
melting paddles. Great idea. Anyway, let's get to the show.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. We have, who's listening to our nonsense right now, Anne-Marie Tapke. Producer, Midwest neighbor, friend,
yes,
collaborator, songwriting partner. I mean, just going on and on.
She's our podcast producer as well. You don't always hear from her, but we need her. We need to hear from her. Also, we love to hear from her. So, hello, Anne-Marie.
I'm back.
Good to be back.
I'm always here. You might just not always hear me, like they said.
Yes.
Good to be. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Of course. What are we doing today? Take us through it.
Okay. So I am going to give a shout out to Sean Johnson and Andrew East from the podcast Couple Things, and also just like hilarious content. You should definitely check them out. They did a podcast over the summer that I thought was really fun. They've been married for a while now, and they asked, how well do you know your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
So You guys have done things like this before. However, I think that I've come up with some good ones that are going to pull out some new stories, new tidbits for the people here.
And are these the sort of questions that if we put them in the show notes or put them in a blog that a company that people could ask their partners? Is that the point here? I'm trying to learn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm going to almost be quizzing you both to see if you have the right answer for the other.
Oh, okay.
And this definitely could be something fun that you could do with your partner at home.
Is there a winner?
Because we like to win something.
Here we go. Okay. I will make a little scorecard. I'll keep score for you, Penn. Just for you.
No. This is more for
me.
Yeah. This is more for Kim. I don't need to win. I was asking on behalf of my wife.
So I only learned this about myself. I've been competitive my whole life, but at some point a few years ago, I'm like, oh, I'm not that competitive. And
yes,
a good
are.
Friend looked at me. She's like, are you insane? You're the most competitive person. I hate to suck at things. So let's do this and I will win.
Actually, you know what? You're bringing up a good point because they did keep score because they're also very competitive. Our friends, Sean and Andrew. So I will keep score. Keep a score.
Okay. Cool.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what's so fun about this? I get the power of Max right now. Max, bring me in some good game show music. Here we go.
Let's do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to How Well Do You Know Your Spouse?
Okay.
This is turning into an audition reel. Go ahead.
You're hired.
I'm having fun. Are you guys ready to start? Should we jump in?
Let's go.
I have no information. You like saw some questions.
No, I did. I didn't see any questions.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
Okay. First question is for Penn. Penn, where did you go for your most recent date night, and what did Kim order?
It has been so long. Kim, I can guarantee you Kim doesn't know the answer to this question.
That's the problem. I don't know.
Okay.
Hold on. But if you can come up with what our most recent date night was.
I got to start with that. Okay. So we did have a date night, but there were two of your friends. No, if your friends aren't with you, if friends are with you, that doesn't count. Right?
We did go out to dinner last weekend with Josette and Julie.
Oh my gosh. It has been at least a month. This is a problem with us that I don't remember.
It is a problem at this stage of life that our kids have a sporting event or something every weekend, definitely every weeknight. So by the time we hit the weekend, we just fall face first into the couch. Oh, this is bad.
I want to thank you for stalling long enough for me to say I remember
that we
went downtown because on the way home, we got cake.
Yes.
We got chocolate cake for dessert. And so I'm trying to reverse engineer back to where we went downtown.
I think
where we went. Sugar. I don't know where we went. Do you know where we went?
I think our last date night was the beach in June.
Oh my gosh. So I got it.
Okay.
I'm ahead. Our last date night was in Cape Hatteras Village.
Yes.
In mid-July.
In July.
We drove 45 minutes from the place where we were kite surfing to try to find a place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Kim ordered the fish for dinner. Mm-hmm. And we each had one unit of alcohol.
Yes.
I do not believe there was any dessert. We sat at the bar because they only had like three employees there because it was the summertime and no one can afford to live in the beach in the summertime. They can't get help. And on the way home, we also didn't eat any. No, we didn't get any dessert either.
What did I wear?
You wore a beautiful flowing summer dress with flowers on it.
That's such a safe answer.
I know, because that's all I have. Okay, you win.
That was a journey, you guys.
That was a journey.
So what does that say about us? We don't go on enough date nights.
We don't. And we used to be. We used to be a lot better. Anyway.
Do you remember what Penn ordered on that date?
I'm just going to guess that he ordered some sort of steak.
I did not order a steak. I don't remember.
See?
But they didn't have steak. Maybe they did. I don't remember what I ordered. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. So okay. we're gonna rock this game, you guys. Okay. Okay, you got
it. I'm going to give Penn a point. I'm going to give him a point.
He definitely gets a point for that.
Yeah. Okay, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
What was the most recent embarrassing moment for Penn? The most recent.
Um it probably is ADHD related, I hate to say. Maybe when you took both sets of my keys and I needed to go, Lola got a flat tire and I needed to go help her, but you had both sets of my keys.
That was hilarious.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it. I think that's good.
Yeah. Or have you embarrassed yourself recently? And
I'm sure I have, but I was really embarrassed then. It's sad. Like my embarrassing moments used to be like, ha, ha, ha. Now they can derail an entire weekend. And that was, no, I think that's right. I think you're dead on
that. Or when,
oh, there's more.
When we played pickleball together against this older couple that had like knee braces and elbow braces and like, practically, you know, crutches, and then they kicked our butts like 21-2, and you got really frustrated, and I was like, babe. And then you're like, oh wow, that was embarrassing, I shouldn't have reacted like that. So either of those.
Oh yeah, they were being terrible though, I remember that.
They were being kind of terrible.
I wasn't embarrassed. Maybe you were embarrassed for that. I wasn't embarrassed. I think you actually got the first one.
Okay,
right. I think
it was probably right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm going to give a point. You guys, I'm going to be Midwest nice and scoring. You guys know this about me, okay? All right. So, Penn, what was the last song that you heard Kim sing?
Oh.
This morning. Missy Elliott.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, was there
Would
one
you
even
like
more
give us
recent?
A rendition?
Oh, there was one even more recent. Is that what you're closing? I mean, you did do that this morning.
Ghetto
Superstar. It was in the car. Riding in the car. You were singing Ghetto Superstar. Ghetto Superstar. There's one more recent. You sing.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay, so is that your final answer?
I mean, I'm obviously wrong the way that you're...
I said, you asked me if we have these boxes on the counter, and I said, I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
And I said, can you hold on for one more day?
And then you started singing, hold on to one more day. Yeah, that was 20 minutes ago. Boy, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
All right.
Zero points.
You got it. 0 points for that one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Kim, what is something small that makes Penn's day?
That's so much easier than that.
I was like, I he's very, his love language is physical touch. And I think if I hug him and grab his butt and just like pay attention to him in that way and like touch him, he seems to, I don't know, but maybe that doesn't make your day. Maybe.
No, it does.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, well, Amory's going to give you a point for that. That's good.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Grabbing his
butt. Got a point for that.
Yes.
Penn, what would you say something is, like, this isn't for points, but what would you say something small is that would make Kim's day?
Oh, that's easy. Any chore or event unasked or mm-hmm. unexpected or mm-hmm. that I haven't done before. So like cleaning out the garage, taking a Clorox to our trash, which at this point in the summer smells like Bigfoot's wiener. Like it's like, it just, any sort of active service that probably most people would consider small. It goes a long way for her.
Yes.
Love it. Penn, you're up. What would Kim say her favorite quality is about you?
Well, I'd like to go for I'm a hot piece of butt, but I think that she probably appreciates my humor above most things, either that or my attention to detail. No, I'm joking about the second one. I think probably my humor.
That and your hot piece of butt. Yes.
Kim, I'm going to give a point.
Yes.
Kim, what would you, what would Penn say his favorite quality is about you?
That is so hard because I find that
you don't know how to be nice about yourself.
I know.
I'm going to get a point here.
I know. I annoy myself, to be clear. So I don't know. I think I'm self-aware. And I think that when I'm being obnoxious and or tough to be around, I think I can call myself out. And I think that is... Maybe. Yeah,
I wanted you to lose that one, but that was the exact word I was thinking of, was self-aware. And so you said it. So that's point for Kim.
Look at you guys. That was just for fun.
Yay.
Just for fun.
Just for funsies.
We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Kim, you talked about being an acts of service girl,
right?
Okay. If given the choice, does Penn prefer laundry or dishes?
That to do them or have completed for him?
To do them. To do them.
Dishes.
That's correct.
Yes. Because it's...
Point for Kim.
Yes, yeah. Because it's... he can stand at a counter.
Yep, I don't have to bend over.
And laundry, you're bending over.
Anything that involves anything that involves curving my back at all, ever. Dishes, you can stand up.
Yep.
What about vice versa?
Oh, yes.
If given the choice.
If Kim's given the choice,
Kim,
Kim hates laundry. Mm-hmm. It's dishes.
Yeah.
Do you guys just fight over doing the dishes at your house?
Yeah. Well, honestly, usually it's the person who doesn't cook does the dishes.
Yeah. That's kind of our arrangement.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We're 3-2, Kim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to check in.
Dang.
3-2.
Okay.
Okay. Penn, who was Kim's childhood crush?
Like a famous person or an actual person?
Childhood crush.
Okay. Bobby Parker is the guy's... Wait, hang on. No, you've used that name before. I've heard that name. I've never met him. That would be a childhood crush, right?
Is that your final answer?
If you're not going to give me this and you're going to go with like a famous person, I think you can help me out with this.
Why don't you give Bobby... Okay, apologies to Bobby Parker and his family.
Yeah, he was a ninth grade boyfriend.
Bobby Parker.
Nice guy. I'm sure he's great. I'm sure he's doing great.
Why don't you throw a famous one in there?
Do a famous one.
Okay. Well, I don't really know. I'm trying to go through because she was a dancer. She probably... I mean, I'm going to... You know what? I'm going to go with the one that most people go with when they're younger. Huh. And I'm going to say Patrick Swayze.
Good answer.
Oh, crap.
But it's John Stamos. And
oh, wow. We were on a Zoom call.
I know. And so that's why you should have known that, because I was freaking out because we were on this Zoom call that BT Dubs... We need to circle back on that name.
I know.
I feel like there were monthly calls and then we spaced on something.
After the John Stamos call, we've oddly been taken out of the rotation, I think.
But
it's...
But
yeah.
Then there was all
maybe
these like...
Maybe you were standing too hard.
So like air quote, like influencers, like for this campaign of this like service campaign, we were trying to kind of get, creative direction on. And he was sitting there and I was like...
Well, no, he wasn't sitting. He did not sit still. He was walking around the entire time. He was like moving around the space.
But I was like, oh my God, it's him. And so I was like trying to like be... And I had showered, but I hadn't dried my hair. I didn't know that it was like a cameras on type of meeting.
He and I were vibing because they were trying to talk about Father's Day. He was like, so Penn, your idea. And I'm like, yep. John Stamos is digging. And
anyway,
then he probably told his agent, like, get these guys off this call.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, so John Stamos. Uncle John.
Great,
Kim,
I
do you know
that.
Pens?
Like a Bo Derek, Christy Brinkley.
You're just going to name a bunch of them?
I know, I'm just going to have to decide. I'm thinking of who was, 80s, 90s. I'm going to go Bo Derek.
No, I think she was a little...
She was a little older.
Older.
So, Christy Brinkley.
Well, no, the one with Bo Derek.
Okay.
I would have accepted either Christie Brinkley or Kathy Ireland. Those would have. Kathy yes. Ireland was probably the real one. I was, you know, that swimsuit issue did things for us fellas in the 80s and 90s. That was a popular magazine.
Okay.
Sorry.
This would be a good time for me to remind you that this is a family show.
I just said, look, okay, if you're a guy who is 48 years old and you didn't look at the Sports Illustrated
Swimsuit
Edition, that's fine, but I did. It was a great piece of literature.
the articles were
fantastic.
Yes. Oh, Kathy Ireland. Yeah, she was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I support that.
And then I saw her act and I was like,
Yeah, like not everybody needs to be a crossover artist.
Yeah.
Some people. Yeah.
She had like cat eyes though.
She gorgeous eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was only the only thing I looked at.
I'm sure it's right.
Yeah.
Everything else, she was just, very average.
I think they were her most prominent feature.
Yes. But yeah. I mean, just so average other than that. Kidding. Gorgeous. Okay.
What was the worst vacation that Penn's ever taken?
That Penn has ever taken? Well, there's not a vacation, but he did drive from North Carolina to his first job in Grand Junction, Colorado, and his car broke down and he had no money. He needed nothing but like those wieners in a can for like 2 days while they're fixing his car. That's not a vacation though. What is the worst vacation ever? Do you have an answer for this?
Sure.
I would say, was it like a high school chorus trip? No. You guys could go to cool places for there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm whiffing on this one. Maybe it's one with me.
No, but I've never had a bad vacation with you.
Aw.
That's why this is difficult.
Aw, because.
Aw.
Aw. I don't
know. You know what? In the defense of this question, I did change the word to vacation. It originally was trip. So if the worst trip you've ever been on is driving to Grand Junction, then. Let me know, Penn.
Worst trip, I would say the Grand Junction trip.
That's a bad one. I kind of had fun a little bit. Like, it was scary, but I was on my own, and it ended with this, like, actually, that trip was amazing because once I got past having to stay in the Honey in the Rock Hotel in Beckley, West Virginia for 3 days, I got to drive across the country by myself, and I got to see, you know, I got to see, like, a tornado sky in Kansas, and I got to see the Rockies for the first time. So, no, my worst trip ever was I think it was my junior year in high school, and we drove down to, it was our church, we drove down to stay in, like, a campground at Disney. So I already don't like Disney. It was July and we stayed in a campground with no air conditioning at Disney, and tents make the air even hotter than the air already is. And mm-hmm. I thought I was going to die. So I don't like warmth. And so that was that trip. And look, we were with our church. There was like some kind of like play about Easter and Jesus. And look, I love Jesus and all that stuff. But the trip was terrible.
Is this why you feel like this? Honestly, you've never told me that.
That was when I started hating Disney.
So, by the way, he does not.
Which I don't hate anymore.
Doesn't
that
hate
was the start
Disney.
Of it, though.
Yeah. But I get why when I said, oh, growing up in Florida, we went to Disney all the time. You were like, ugh.
I stayed in a
tent.
Yes.
No. What? A tent in Florida.
Well, we ain't got no money.
Well, no, I know.
That's why we stayed in the KOA campground or wherever it was.
I know, like, but a tent in Florida in July is probably the most.
Yeah, even the people who were there with us were like, well, you're staying here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Kim loses that round. It's okay. I accept it.
All right. We all learned something here today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a tough one.
The Disney origin story.
There you go. Yeah, it's true. But then, you know, when Disney became, like when I started working my way back, I was in New York. And and it was, I really had to take a dump. And I was like in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Like, I was one of those things where it was prairie dogging. And if I waited like one more second, it was going to actually come out of me. And people, I don't know if you guys know this, but people on Fifth Avenue are a little bougie about not using their restrooms.
Well, in New York City, typically you cannot use store's restroom.
But like on Fifth Avenue, there's nothing else. It was like Sunday morning. There were no restaurants open. They don't have restaurants in half of Fifth Avenue. Like, I went into Bloomingdale. Like, everyone was like, no, you can't use our bathroom. So the Disney store, I walked in. I was like, hey, you guys. And it's almost like she could tell. She was like, oh,
yeah,
just go right on back there, sugar. It is all yours.
And
I'm like, you know what?
I do like Disney.
My position on Disney is evolving thanks to this woman. Okay. Sorry. That was a journey.
TMI.
Yeah.
But we've all learned something. If you let Penn use his restroom.
I love it.
Yeah. He'll love you forever.
Okay. Penn, I know that Kim can't answer this for you because we know the answer to this. But if Kim was an animal, what animal would she be? If Kim was an animal, what animal would she be?
Because we all know Penn's a golden retriever. Yes.
Correct.
He knows the answer, everybody.
I'm trying to frame it the right
way. And he's trying to frame it the right way because he knows what the answer is.
Kim is a cat.
I'm a cat.
Kim is a cat.
I'm
not a cat person, but I married a cat.
I'm grumpy.
That wasn't the direction I was going in.
I like to just lounge and be alone.
That part's true.
And I get a little judgy.
Okay, hang on. That's not where I was going with this. I think she's very introspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, first of all, she has beautiful big cat eyes that I love.
Good save.
She is not immediately going to come over and lick you to death, but she's loyal once you get to a certain point, and that's something that I've noticed about cats. So she has the loyalty side. She's very intelligent. She's whatever she's thinking about, it's probably a lot deeper than you think. So I think that in a lot of ways she's a cat, and thank goodness I'm not, you know, allergic to her like I am to cat hair. So that's good that she's a cat without cat hair.
Yeah. At first, I think I was the person that made that, you know, realization. Cause at first I was like, am I a chihuahua? I'm like, no, chihuahuas are kind of loud and barky. I'm like, no, I'm a cat. Like, you could leave me alone for days. As long as I have food and water, I'm fine. And it's like, and honestly, just a box of cereal. I'll eat cereal three times a day. I'm a house cat. Yeah. Like, don't put me outside.
Yeah.
No,
you don't
I'm
like
a house
snakes.
Cat. No, I'm not like a go get the snake and mice cat. Yeah. I want my fancy feast. I want like a really hygienic litter box. And then I'm good, you guys. Just leave me alone. Yeah. I'm a cat.
Just cat.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. So when you really like someone, you just kind of just, you lightly just brush up against them.
I'll circle around your feet for a sec and then I'll go away. And then I'm like, that means I love you.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay. Kim.
Mm-hmm.
What is a place that Penn has always wanted to travel to and has not gone yet?
Space.
She's right.
Not the answer I was expecting.
No,
I love
she's
it.
Right. She's pretty
no,
good. She's right.
I sometimes, I have to tell you this, Penn. I have, you know, am I the only person who does this? I have imaginary fights in my head, like how I feel like the conversation would play out.
I do not have that.
And I will go.
I do this all the time.
Is okay, the fight when I tell you that I've been asked to go to space?
Yes.
Because you think it's going to happen eventually because of how much I talk about it?
I do. Okay. I think that he is going to be invited on one of those.
Because I'm getting to know some of the people at NASA.
Well, exactly. So he's talked to people at NASA because they know you're interested in this stuff. So I feel like he would never pay for it because it's still
$1 million.
Literally $1 million. But I just feel as if there's going to be a time when they're going to be like, hey, if you want to selfie cam this and you want to come to space and document, like that's going to be an offer at some point. And I have the fight. I just had this fight last week.
Wait, in your head?
Yeah.
So tell us how it went.
You go, hey, babe.
You weren't dreaming this. This was conscious.
No, I was in my, I even turned on the music in my car. I'm like, okay, here we go. Because you said, hey, babe, I got this offer to go to space. And I'm like, honey, look at what just happened to the submarine. Those people in the submarine. Okay. It is the same thing. It is literally the same thing. One goes down, one goes up, both go kaboom. So let's not. Let's give that seat to somebody who doesn't have a really codependent wife and kids. And no, I don't want you to do this. And then you said, but it's my dream. This is my dream. And this is all I've ever, since I was a little boy, this is all I've ever wanted to do. This is all I want to do. I'm like, okay, fine, but I'm not going to drive you there. I'm not going to be teary watching you take off. I'm just not going to do it. And then you said, well, fine, I won't do it. And then I'm like, well, don't be like that. So I had this whole fight in my head about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have several thoughts. Why are you doing this to yourself?
Because if I, so here's.
You're preparing for.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
I think it's an anxiety response, is that if I feel as if I'm prepared for every possible conversation, then when that conversation comes, mm-hmm. I will be better equipped. But as it turns out, I actually crumble in those situations. It takes me, I never have the snappy comeback. It's never worked. But I do feel as if this is going to be a conversation that we have in our lifetime, in our marriage. Mm-hmm. And just for the record, and we can play this
we
back.
We know where you stand.
I am 100% against
just
it.
The depth of your argument that not only did you forbid it, you went as far as to get angry with me for being upset that you forbade it in this imaginary conversation is that's some real
stuff. Sometimes when you say, Kim, are you okay? And are you mad at me?
You're getting in a fight with me about something that I haven't done.
Correct.
Okay. Anne-Marie, how do you feel about all this?
I hate to say that I can relate to the fate. I also have like low-lying anxiety. I think it actually, if you have it, everyone listening, it makes you a really good planner, a really good account manager. You kind of like play out scenarios in your head. You have a plan. Mm-hmm. And that's in a business sense. But yes, Kim, I do the same thing as you. I have pretend struggles that happen in my brain that I plan for.
And
that almost never happen. And I'm the same as you. I never am fully prepared when it actually does happen and all of that.
Yeah, you know this about me and have known this about me before we got married. It's tough for me because it is my dream. It is all I wanted to be as a kid. It's still all I want to be as an adult. There's just a lot. I mean, I tried to go to the Air Force Academy so that I could be closer to that dream. They told me that I was too blind to go and too tall to fit in their cockpit. And so, but now that I have a wife and kids, I don't know that I would say yes if it happened.
Really?
I don't know. Like you have to be presented with it for it to happen. I might. I guess maybe if I was like 80 and everyone was all grown up and they could look after themselves. I also don't think they would take me because I have vertigo. Like there's all this stuff that's going to keep me from being able to go there, but I've had ever since I saw that it was possible for humans to do it. I've like believed that it's something that would complete a big portion of my life and existence on this planet is to leave it and then come back. I don't know. I don't have a good reason for it. And if it's a selfish thing because of your wife and kids, like you have to take that into account. I'd almost rather do is be a part of the ongoing DART projects. Like those to me is like, that gets me jacked up more than actual space. Is the things we're flinging out into space to try to stop asteroids from hitting us. Like that stuff gets me going.
Yeah. And that's a math problem that you can do from your living room.
And I wouldn't be out there, but I would build something that went out there or be part of something that went out there or help with the storytelling of something that went out there.
Love that.
William Shatner went to space. He was just like me and he was 90 when he went to space. It was a couple years ago. And he thought it was going to be the culmination of his kind of life's fantasy as the captain of the Enterprise, like having the ability to go. Captain Kirk really goes into space. And he did one of those just quick arcs where he went up. He was there for a second. He went back down. Those, by the way, are very safe. Like that's almost just like taking a plane up and then taking a parachute down. So, but he was very sad afterwards. He said he left. And while he was there, he felt deep sadness that when he looked at the world and how beautiful it was, that we're never going to find another place like this again. And he said it felt more like a funeral when he was up there because he knew that this was something that he said specifically. He knew that we were going to screw it up. And he came to that realization when he was able to look at the Earth from orbit. And I was like, whoa, maybe that would happen to me too.
That was very profound.
Very profound.
Very profound. No, I'm glad you shared that. Moving on.
Space. That just started with Kim going, space.
Space.
She killed. I gave her like a 1+.
I know.
Yeah. She was
1.5.
She didn't hesitate. She didn't hesitate at all. So, okay, wait. But quickly, Penn, could you answer that question for Kim? Place she's always wanted to go and hasn't been yet?
Turks and Caicos. Any tropical island. You know what? Those islands, it would be the Bali place where they have the huts.
Aww.
That are like sitting out in the middle of nowhere. Is that yours?
That's exactly what
Bali.
I was picturing.
It was Bali.
And yep. Bali.
Mm.
And
just like a screensaver.
Yeah. Honestly, they have like all the credit card ads that are like this many points. Like that's where I want to go.
It's insane. Maybe is it the Canary Islands or something?
By the way, I think it's kind of a stock photo.
One of those with like the huts that are like in the middle of the water, like a village on a dock, basically. Yep. Yeah.
Love it.
Oh my gosh. What if someone like
Penn
listens and is like, I know, would you like to go to this place?
And yeah, And then we say yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. And also space.
And then Penn goes to space.
No, yeah. I'm not allowed to go to space.
Yeah.
But dart.
Dart.
Let's dart. Do dart. Let's do math. Let's play math.
All right. Penn, what does Kim's ideal morning look like? Her ideal morning. Step by step.
Someone brings her coffee. She doesn't go to get coffee. Someone brings her coffee. She wakes up on her own leisure. She probably sits in her bed and looks at her phone for a second. And then she probably very quickly makes her way outside, whether it's here or somewhere else, because I think outside for her is like a meditation of sorts. Maybe eats something, maybe doesn't. Kind of just like has a very laissez-faire relationship with food. Might nibble on something. I think honestly her ideal situation is I make a breakfast and she eats whatever she wants to off of it, which could be nothing and could be like a couple of berries, mm-hmm. and maybe a piece of bacon. But she doesn't order the breakfast. Someone else orders it and she can like pick off of the breakfast. Then some kind of fitness, like a walk. If there was an ocean nearby, she would go to that. That's probably ideal, is her being near an ocean in the morning. And I think most importantly, she goes downstairs and there's like nothing out of order that she has to pick up or move mm-hmm. or do. And she might read a book. And then that's, I think mornings can be very long if you wake up at 6 a.m., but I think the first couple hours would look like that.
That is very good, Penn. I woke up at 5:40 this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's...
had to get my own coffee, which yeah. was a little rude.
Yeah, okay. 5:40 is a tough one for me.
I did get Wordle in one today. So, yeah, you described it perfectly. So
whoa.
I know. So I used Lola's start word because I tried to switch up the old start words. And
you can,
I
this isn't going out till Tuesday, so you can say what it was.
Ocean.
Yeah.
It's
a good one.
And then it's Lola's start word. And it got it went. And I gasped. I thought I woke you up because I've never done that before. And yeah, so I get coffee and then I immediately go outside and I sit on our back porch and I want it to be quieter, but there's a highway close enough that I hear the highway traffic.
You cannot hear the highway from here.
Yes, you can.
I can't. I think like that's the difference between our ears. I cannot hear a highway from our house.
If you sit there at 6 in the morning, I want it to just be birds chirping and there's definitely a highway.
There's not a highway within like 2 miles of us.
And you can hear it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. And then.
Are you sure you're not just hearing Millbrook? All right.
And then, but yes, he's right. If I were on the beach, I would just be straight out. I would be drinking my coffee on the beach. And then I live a life of leisure. But in reality, kids start coming downstairs at 7. So I have very little peace. But yes, good job. That's a point.
Thanks.
What would Penn's ideal look like?
Sleep until 11?
Yeah.
And wake up, check sports scores on his phone, checks ESPN.com, not through the app. He types in ESPN.com on his phone.
Or on his iPad?
On his iPad. he'll probably do like Wordle and start a crossword. He is not in the hurry to get coffee. If I don't have coffee within the first 10 minutes I'm awake, I get angry. And so, but he's not in as big of a hurry as I am, but he'll come downstairs, make coffee, play with the dog. And if there's nothing going on, if it's a Saturday, then he turns on soccer and
there it is.
Yeah. Soccer. And then the sounds of soccer are playing in our house for several hours. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you added that. Like I actually like waking up at about 9 and getting a morning soccer match in mm-hmm. if it's on the weekend. And I love playing tennis when I can or pickleball. As mm-hmm. well. But yeah, I think you're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was a little closer. So I think I get the one plus and you get the one.
Just for fun. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you definitely get a point.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, would Penn rather be loved, respected, or admired?
Ooh. Loved.
Yeah. I don't care if people respect me or admire me.
Loved.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's you.
What about Kim?
I'm taking love out.
What?
I'm just like, I'm trying to eliminate which one it is. I don't think that you're loved. I think you would rather be, I don't think that you care if you're admired. Actually, I don't know if you care about any of it.
that's the problem. You live with a cat.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't think you care about. I don't think you care about being. Well, you probably care about being respected. I'm going to go back to loved. I think you'd rather be loved.
I think you know what it is. I think you're right. I think I want to be loved.
I do none of the above?
Honey. No, those things matter.
I know they matter, but you care, like, you give fewer bleeps about what other people think of you. This is a compliment I'm giving you,
yeah,
by the way.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But I do, what it is I think I do, of course I want to be loved because I'm a human, but it's the people who I love, I hope love me, but there's a whole lot of people out there that aren't going to like me or respect me or admire me, and I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah. That's why I went back to loved.
Yeah. So, but I need fewer people to love me than I think most people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry. All right. Listen, Kim is in the lead right now, 5-4.
Yeah. I've been pretty nice so far.
We've got two questions left each.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a bonus one.
Okay.
But you ready to keep her moving?
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right. Pen. What is an item that is still on Kim's bucket list?
Is it something she accomplished or something that happens to her?
That I want to,
I think it could be either.
Accomplish, do or accomplish.
Mm-hmm. I think she'd like to have brunch with Michelle Obama.
But like attainable.
Okay, that's why I was asking.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah. No,
attainable.
Yes. She has a trail in some part of Spain or somewhere that she wants to hike all of. Is it okay that I don't know the name of the trail?
Camino de Santiago.
Yeah, so she wants to hike the Camino del Santiago.
De Santiago.
Sorry.
So you can do, like, you could start in either,
yeah.
I think the shorter version, you could start in France and you end up in, yeah, but you can do this whole thing and you end up, it's like through Portugal. And I think when we're going to drop, what I want to do is we drop the second kid off at school and then we go for like 35 days and like do it. Yes. Yeah. Good answer, babe. And
good
for
job.
Pen, I know, for just for funsies, it's won't count for point
you
bucket
can't
list.
Say space again.
Pen wants to go to space. Blah, blah, blah.
One and the same.
Whatever.
Kim, what does Pen value the most in friendship?
Ooh, loyalty. I think he has a friend group. First of all, this man, if you look at his cell phone, he has 5 different text strings that are very active with 5 very different group of men that he knows from different activities. They're all activity based, but they're very active and loyal. And he has some friends that I may not choose to hang out with. They wouldn't be the people I would want to hang out with, but Penn is so very loyal. They have been loyal to him and they've helped him through a time, you know, before I even knew him, and they've been good friends in the past, and therefore Penn will, you know, run through a brick wall for them. So I would say loyalty.
I'm sorry, the correct answer is timeliness.
That's a lie. That's a
lie. And now we're tied.
No.
See, I could just do that. No, you're right. It's loyalty.
Timeliness.
I really like it when my friends show up on time.
Oh, my God.
The most important thing to me.
The most important thing.
Penn, what do you think Kim's is?
Is this for points or are we just having fun here?
Just for fun.
Not for points.
Okay. Well, loyalty is a big one.
Yeah.
For her. That might be the biggest one. I also think timeliness is very important for Kim.
That actually is important to me as well. There was a girl I made friends with in New York, and I moved to New York. I didn't know anybody besides Penn and Penn's friends, who, by the way, are lovely. I love Penn's friends. And so, but I needed girlfriends. Like, I'm a girl's girl. So I met a girl and we were going to be friends, and we met out. She was an hour late, and I asked her why. And she said she was doing, her getting ready process takes a long time, like down to she puts like cuticle oil on her nails and her toes and stuff. And she's like, I can't leave the door unless I have like all this stuff done. I'm like, this is not going to work. I'm sorry.
That's it.
And it was like, you know, they describe on dating apps where you're just really forward with the, you know, men and women can just be really forward with each other. And I'm like, this has been great. No, let's have our drink, but I have to work early tomorrow. You're an hour late. This is not aligning. And that was it. So She's like, well, she ran out of cuticle oil. She had to go to the drugstore to buy the cuticle oil. And this is pre.
Oh, Lord.
So this is pre, like, texting.
Text. Yeah.
You know, people had cell phones, but it wasn't the heavy texting. And
people were late a lot more back
yeah,
then.
Yeah. So she had to go to the drugstore, get the cuticle oil, and then she had to, like, start over and then wait for the cuticle oil to, like, absorb and stuff. And so I was like, this is not, we're not meant to be friends. I'm sorry. So, yeah. There we go. I'm a cat.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
That's a new one for me.
I'm a cat.
Okay, Penn, I think that you can clinch this last question. I hope you can. Are you ready?
I'm scared. Yes.
Okay. What did Kim wear on your first date? What did she wear?
Wait, do you know?
Yes, there's a picture of it.
She had her hair pulled back in a ponytail. It was a it's a dress. It had straps. It was bluish white. And it wasn't a dress. It was a top with it was bluish white and a skirt. I think. No, it wasn't blue. I'm trying to like, I remember, here's the sad thing. I remember what I wore.
You are colorblind, so.
I know what I wore because I didn't own any of the clothing before. And I was like, oh crap, I can't wear a t-shirt. I have to buy something in Florida that what Florida people wear. And I remember what I wore, but that's all I got. Sorry, honey. No, it was yellow. She was wearing something yellow and she had her hair pulled back. Final answer.
My hair was down.
What?
And I wore a white dress that I still
have. I said white.
You said bluish white.
And I said white was in there.
No. And you said a top with a skirt.
Do you still have the picture?
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna put that in the show notes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. I wore a white dress and this restaurant is this little Italian restaurant and they went around, they would take Polaroid pictures of you.
Yeah.
And so they took a Polaroid picture and then they put the name
my first instinct was white.
They had the little taped and they taped the name of the restaurant on it. And it's under my little.
What was the name of the restaurant?
La Scala.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. Which city was it in?
It was outside of Orlando. So it was in Lake Mary.
Close. It was in Longwood. Yeah, but it's right next to Lake Mary. Very good. Okay. Mm-hmm.
First date. It was in April of 2003.
No, sorry, 2003. Yeah.
2003, because we got married in April of 2005.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I did not clinch it.
You did not clinch it.
You hit me with a clothing question.
Womp, womp,
womp.
Hey, if we look at the picture and your hair was up, do I get a point back?
No.
Okay.
Kim, what did Penn wear? Just let everyone know at home.
It was this. He looked really great. It was a button up with, it was like black and tan. It had like a tan, tan up here and then black on the bottom. And then I think black kind of chinos.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's my first chino experience.
looked very handsome.
They were great because, do you know this about these chinos that men wear? You can wear them once, but then you can never wear them again because they get really wrinkled after you dry them.
Well, you should iron them.
Well, I didn't know that. So I just wore them once and I was like, okay, that's it for me. I'm not going to wear these chinos again.
Single use clothing.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
What is the deal with these things? Am I going to iron them every time I wear them? I'm going to wear these blue jeans that look the same after every wash.
Or not wash them. Whatever.
It sounds very Chandler. You're giving Chandler vibes.
I did look, and my hair was
Chandler outfit.
It was very Chandler.
I did look like Chandler. I may have had a couple extra LBs if you guys are looking at the photo, but Florida.
What? Florida?
It was just warm. It was hard to exercise there.
Mm,
sorry.
I looked amazing.
Yeah, you did. You looked great.
Okay, Kim has already won, but we're going to have her answer this one anyway. Kim, what was the strangest job that Penn has ever had?
In high school, I think he spent a summer doing construction. He worked at the Macaroni Grill singing happy. He was a waiter, but he also sang happy birthday to people. He did the happy birthday thing. He worked at a cell phone company selling cell phones after college. He was a news anchor. They're all a little strange, but I will vote cell phone salesman.
I don't think that's terribly strange.
No, it's not strange, but just out of personality. So, yeah. So because I think people would expect that you, of course, you sang happy birthday to people at Macaroni and Grill.
I mean, the answer I would have given if I were asking about myself, because this was a weird job, was I did play-by-play for a video game tournament for the USA Network. That would have been, I think that was the weirdest one that I felt like I had.
Yeah.
I was good at selling cell phones.
Yeah, I bet you were.
So you don't get a point.
I never knew that you sold cell phones.
It was a temp job. And so I only made temp money and I didn't get any commission for the sales. So this woman would get all of my sales. And I was selling like, 10 or 11 accounts a day, not realizing afterwards, after I stopped the job and went to go work in television, this woman was like, yeah, I got like a $300 bonus every time you got a contract deal. And I'm like, so you made $2,000 a day off of me? And she's like, yeah, it was great. I'm like, I made $9 an hour.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Temp Maybe agency. It wasn't 200. She got a huge bonus every time there was an account that got signed up.
Oh, you had signed up for temp agency because you needed work.
And she was like, yeah, but you screwed up a lot of the computer work in the back. Like I had to like back in and like change some of the code. And I was like, how long did that take? She was like, well, it took like 5 minutes per one. I'm like, okay.
That's a pretty good sale.
Anyway, I felt very taken advantage of.
I'm very sorry for that. Would you give Kim the point or no?
No, not this one. No, she didn't get the point.
Okay. Well, the final score is Kim had 6,
woo-hoo!
Ken had 5.
Yay! Good job, man.
I won. But most importantly, we know more about each other.
Is that really most important to you?
No, most important is that I won. I'm kidding. No, it's always a
No, that was nice. You know, a lot of that was sort of exercising our memory as well, which I think is good.
Man. Mm-hmm.
I also learned that we don't go on enough dates.
Yeah.
And so, that I need to pay attention to what you're wearing more often.
So, Anne Marie, you and your husband, do you guys do regular date nights?
We're trying this new thing where we each have to plan a date night like once a month. So like we'll trade off. Because I was getting frustrated. I felt like I was the only one planning the date night. So every other month. We're trying it. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. So tell me, what does that mean?
So like in June I planned our date night and we actually went and saw Pete Davidson do stand-up comedy. It was really fun.
How was that? It was good?
It was good. And then in July he planned our date night and we went and played 9 holes like at Twilight Golf.
Nice.
At Knight's Play?
So yeah.
That's
What's
nice.
What's that?
At Knight's Play?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I love
like
Knight's
only
Play.
The finest
yeah.
par three.
No, I love that place.
I like that idea. And I think that's a good challenge for us, Penn. I think we get by the time the weekends hit, it is depressing. We used to be, I have to say, when our kids were younger, we were actually better at it because you had to plan it because you had to get a sitter and everything. Now we don't need to get a sitter. So we could just leave whenever we wanted to, but we don't.
We've become more homebodies since that stupid pandemic. I think, and we just don't leave the house, and that negates date night. Like, for example, tonight, we could very easily go on a date night. We're not going on a date night tonight.
But Lola also has a match tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yeah, but we could still go on. We could go to dinner if we wanted to. We just don't because we haven't finished Suits.
Oh, my gosh,
you guys. That's where we are in life right now.
That's the real problem.
On my list of things to do today, it's for tonight.
You wrote it down.
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Watch at least 3 episodes of Suits. Suits debuted but a decade ago and we've just found it on Netflix. Honestly, right now we're in a stage, we're in season 6.
It's not trashy anymore. They're trying to grow a conscience. I don't want a conscience.
I know.
I want them to be a-holes. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I know very little about the law. But what I do know is that this is so unrealistic. So actual lawyers, I'm very curious as to how they watch it.
Although a buddy of mine, I was like asking about, because he was working on a case and it was a workman's comp case. And I was like, oh, so are you in discovery right now? He goes, yeah. How did you know? I'm like, because I'm watching Suits. I'm basically a lawyer.
Well, what I love is all of a sudden these corporate lawyers are defending death row clients as if that you can just do that. There's a reason people specialize. Anyway.
And I don't have any problem with defending death row clients, but when I'm watching Suits, I want Harvey punching people and I want a lot of sex in the break room. Like, that's what I want.
Family show. Family show.
Sorry.
So wait, listen, though, because you asked in the beginning, did Kim know the questions? She didn't, but she did send me one. I purposely did not include it because I wanted to be fair.
Bonus?
So this will be a bonus.
But there is a bonus question, and it's a TikTok trending question. Are you ready?
Yes, and Kim knows this.
I do.
And I'm going to give it to... No, I'm going to give it to Penn to answer for Kim. Okay, and then we can flip.
Yeah.
So, Penn...
Yes.
Kim is in a room. Kim is in a room with three men. She feels very safe. Who are these men?
Me?
They could be, other than you. So they could be like celebrities, friends.
Okay. Steve Martin. Friends.
No. They could be celebrities.
It can be anybody, not you.
Okay. Scott Rohrig, Jake Failing. And Steve Martin.
I would take those three. Yeah. So the first two are friends of ours and Steve Martin. I was thinking more the celebrity angle.
Oh, I can do that too.
Yeah, do celebrities.
Oh, let's do celebrity. Okay, Steve Martin and who else?
Steve Martin, Barack Obama. And should I try for someone who's like younger? So that you... Harry... Well, no, you wouldn't feel safe with Harry Styles. No, you wouldn't feel safe with yourself with Harry Styles.
Yeah, with those dimples. Mm.
I, if it's anyone hot, I don't think you feel safe. You would feel safe with Harrison Ford. No, he's... Nope, hang on. Steve Martin, Barack Obama, and the guy who's the state representative who lives in North Carolina.
Oh, Jeff Jackson?
Jeff Jackson.
But I think he's great, but I don't know how entertained I would be. I mean, I still want to have fun in that room.
The question was safe.
I think it's...
You want to have an awesome time?
I want to have an awesome time.
All right, hang on. Steve Martin. This is a new question.
Yeah.
Barack Obama and the guy who does all of the political parodies, the Broadway guy, Randy Rainbow.
He would be fun. I'll accept those. I would say for me, I do like Steve Martin, Martin Short. I mean, because we're watching Only Murders.
Because you're watching Only Murders in the Building.
Only Murders. And then
also on our list for this weekend.
I know that is on our list. What's another... Who's another comedian that I...
You want to be
I
want to
be entertained. I want to be entertained. You know who Michael Schur?
Writer
for The Good Place.
Yeah, he's very...
And he contemplative and...
Right, and have you heard him? Because he's on the Lebatard show now all the time. He's a part owner of his network, and so he comes on all the time and is...
I think I just be entertained. Okay, yeah. And he's a writer. Okay, yep. So we're going to flip that for Penn, right?
We're going to flip it, yeah.
Okay. The three women... Who you would... I'm going to go celebrities.
We're going famous? Okay.
Celebrities that I think you'd want to be in a room with. Because if it's to go on a date with, it's definitely like Selma Hayek. And those. So we're not doing that. I'm not putting in a room with Selma Hayek.
With ScarJo.
Or with ScarJo. Or Scarlett Johansson. I think Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and probably... Just trying to think.
I'm good with those two. I don't really care who else there is.
I would say Helen Mirren, but you might be tempted with Helen
Mirren. That's not safe.
Yeah.
I have my third, but...
Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, God, I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's even better. I was going to say Dolly Parton, but...
Dolly Parton.
But oh, my God. Holy crap. Amy...
You have
Amy
a better Poehler, room than I have.
Oh, my God, yes. those women are incredibly funny and entertaining. Yeah. That's great.
So if they want to invite you to space, I would say yes. If the three of them invite you to space, you're allowed to go. But only if it's those three.
So she did go to the same college as me.
Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Melissa McCarthy call you. And the three of them have to be united.
And then...
I would also...
And then Penn.
So I would rather be in a room of women, by the way. And I would add Meryl. This is now a Meryl Streep Stan account. You guys, I'm using air quotes on Audible, Tom Lake. And I downloaded it just because Meryl Streep is narrating it. And I just listen to her every time I drive. I just listen to Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
You guys should download it.
If you guys watch Only Murders in the Building, she is in season 3 and she came out in the first scene that she did. I looked at Kim and I'm like, anybody else who was going to try to win like an award for whatever this category is like, well, I may as well not even show up. It was literally the first minute she was out there.
Yeah.
Was, Even Penn Charles was just staring like this.
She's so good.
She was doing it. Yeah.
This started as a couples question podcast, and now we're talking about very random things.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anne Marie, thank you for doing this. This was fun.
Of course. I had so much fun doing it.
Also,
you guys are a riot.
And if I may, who are your three dudes?
Yeah, who are the, or no. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Your three dudes.
Okay, hold on. I probably would pick all comedians.
Yeah.
I'd have to pick Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, so good.
That's a really good one.
I love him.
I would put him in my room too. Yeah.
I'm not trying to copy you. Steve Martin would be up there. Maybe I would put Will Ferrell in my room.
Oh, so good. Yes.
Jim Gaffigan, Will Ferrell. Guys, this is really tough. This is a really tough one.
I think you would do
Hank. You know who I would do? Bowen Yang.
You love that
Bowen
guy.
Yang. Yep.
Oh, yes.
The SNL guy. He's, yeah.
He steals every scene he's in. Avid SNL watcher, and I'm obsessed with him. That would be my room.
Yes, you have a very fun room. Yeah, those are good ones. We are going to put those questions in the show notes or the blog that'll accompany the show notes. They're going to be somewhere, and I think you should go on a date night with your partner, bring these questions, and then that could be your date night activity. Because sometimes, you know, you've been working together all day. So Penn and I did go on a date night in June. And we were like, we're not going to talk about the kids. We're not going to talk about work. Go. And for the first 4 minutes, we just sat there laughing because we're like, what else is there to talk about? So you can bring these questions to your date night or put them on your phone. So thank you for listening. Anne Marie, thank you for doing this. Round of applause. Anne Marie, tell people where they can find you on the Instagrams.
Oh my gosh, yes. You can find me on the Instagrams. I post every once in a while at Anne Marie Tapkey, spelled phonetically T-A-P-K-E-Y.
Tapkey.
And I'm on Instagram and the old TikTok.
The TikTok. You don't stop. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.